My sober journey back in the 1980s consisted of AA meetings, NA meetings, OA meetings, Al-Anon meetings, and for my spirituality, I practiced Buddhism and joined a gay gospel choir, Lavender Light. My name is Eric. Welcome to the craziness that lives inside my head. This is from the Lavender Light website. Lavender Light, founded in 1985, is a mixed chorus of women and men, although the group encompasses many ethnic and spiritual backgrounds. The choir provides a special ministry to Black lesbian and gays who have historically been pressured by their communities to choose between their Blackness and their gayness. Our repertoire includes gospel, old and new, spirituals, and anthems. We produce two full concerts a year and frequently appear as guests at community functions, from church services to gay pride rallies. When I joined this back in the 1980s, I got sober in 84. It said it was founded in 85. So I know 1986. I definitely was involved in 1986. And you might say, well, what made you go into a gay choir? And like I said in the beginning, I wanted to explore my spirituality. I practiced Buddhism. I prayed three times a day at the Buddhist temple in Manhattan, New York City. And then I was approached about, because they just started, this Lavender Light had just started. And one of the founders, I can't think of his name today, one of the founders had asked me, was saying, oh, why don't you join this group and blah, 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 you know. And I figured, well, why not? I grew up as a Baptist, even though I wanted to experiment or practice Buddhism for my spirituality. No, there's no knocking on baptism, but I felt that I just want to try something new, to get spiritual. I believe in meditation, mainly the meditation, and the three prayers you did daily. Which when you pray, for me, is meditation, which I was told as a Baptist is meditation when you pray. But, you know, it's a different practice, and I wanted to try that. And then I thought about when I did go to church when I was young, about the choir, the singing. So I joined the Lavender Light Choir. I think I was with them for 2 years. And I do remember, I think we went to Washington, D.C., and I remember we sang at Washington, D.C., and don't ask me why we went there to sing, but we sang, and we went some other places that we appeared, and we sang in 86 and 87, I think we 86, 87, around 88, I think I dropped out of 88. Because a lot of things was going on in my life, a lot of things. But I wanted to bring this up because, again, when you get my age, sometimes you something flash in your head. You tell me talking to a friend or something, and all of a sudden, because my cousin, she just joined a choir, and she's in her 70s, a daughter. She joined a choir, and when she told me she joined a choir, and I told her, I said, "Oh, I used to belong to a choir. I was with them for like 3 years." And that's what brought it up. And I was thinking, are they still around? So I Googled them. According to what I found on Google, they're still around. They still exist today. And according to what is on Google, I don't know who to call. I mean, because, you know, how you say, I haven't kept in touch with all those people that I sang with. To be honest with you, I don't think they're still there today. I could be wrong, but, you know. But I just wanted to bring that up. And just the thing about spirituality, I saw something on my cousin. She sent me a TikTok. And I was very upset. She might be upset with me because I responded to the TikTok that she sent me. And then in the TikTok, it was about Baptists. It was a Baptist preacher. And he was ridiculing, let's say, was it Tyler Perry? Remember Tyler Perry, the black actor who did Madea? Was it Madea? Or that who made those movies? And I think he's a preacher now, Tyler Perry. I'm not sure he's a preacher now. And this black preacher was ridiculing and putting him down and you know that old Baptist, which that's why I wanted to experiment with Buddhism, because growing up with fire and grimstone, you know, and also doomsday and all that, in my opinion, negativity. So I wrote back to my cousin. I said, you know what? I said, he should mind his business. I said, he doesn't know what God have planned for Tyler Perry. That's Tyler Perry. That's between God and Tyler Perry. He should be preaching about brotherhood and fellowship, and not preaching about, oh, he's wrong and you're right. You know, that's the only thing about religion. I don't like when religion's saying, our way is right, your way is wrong. There is no right and wrong. And I can't believe how you can if you believe in God and you believe, that's between God and whoever wanted, that's between God and Perry. That's between God and anybody. There's another guy on Twitter that I've been following. I should say YouTube. I forgot his name. Not that I forgot. I could look his name up, but I don't want to. What got my attention with him, he's a preacher. He was an addict like me, a drug addict or whatever, alcoholic. He got sober and he got religious. I guess he's a preacher now because he's preaching. Because he preached about that. He said he used to do this, but now he found somebody told him about Jesus Christ and blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. But the thing about him, he's been putting down and exposing Hollywood. So Hollywood is worshiping the devil worshiping. And I said, okay, I mean, but this is me. If they want to worship the devil, that's up to them. That's up to them. They're the one that got to deal with God. You ain't got to deal with it. Let God deal with it. If you just preach about fellowship and treating people hopefully nice and leave those other people alone. As my grandma would say, just leave those sinners alone. If they're sinning, just leave them alone. You ain't got nothing to do with it. That ain't none of your business. That's what they got to deal with God. That's between them and God. And don't ask me why I started on this thing, because somebody asked me about my cousin joined the choir and she put all this stuff in my head. You just heard the craziness that lives inside my head.